This is Dairy Radio Now, Feed Form Friday.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Form, and we're going to talk about milk protein efficiencies of production. This is based on some research that's come across the ocean, actually, by Dr. Chris Reynolds from the University of Reading in the UK or in England. And this was presented in a webinar, and what they did was pretty interesting. They took 215 Holstein heifers, and they followed these heifers for three lactations. During the lactating program, they looked at three levels of crude protein. They looked at a third of the animals, roughly, got 18% crude protein. This is 116% of their requirement, so they're overfed on protein. Then they fed a 16% crude protein diet, and this was balanced according to NRC, would meet the cow's requirements. And then the other group was at 14% crude protein, and that would meet about 90% of their requirements. And so the question is, well, what happened to these cows? Well, first of all, the results were that the 16 and 18% protein diets produced the same level of milk, and that averaged about 26,000 pounds of milk. Not a big surprise there. But by underfeeding protein, they lost about 7% of the milk at the 14% crude protein level. Another interesting point on protein efficiency is that within each of those protein groups, there was very wide variation. And some cows were very efficient at producing milk protein, and others were less efficient here. And of course, the researcher questioned, he said, well, is this due to the metabolism of the cow? And this is something we could identify in these cows, or something going on in the microbial population. And there's something how we can shift the microbes to become more protein efficient. He did note that a protein efficiency was very similar to feed efficiency. Feed efficiency basically is based on energy. Protein efficiency, of course, is based on protein. And to no surprise, the most efficient cows were those cows that got the lower amount of protein because they did not waste any protein, but they also produced less milk. So there's your first challenge is if you want high protein efficiency, sometimes it may not be the most profitable place to be. They did notice, and cows in first lactation that got the extra protein at 18%, they had a higher body condition score here. An interesting sidelight is that these cows were controlled diets using Callan gates. This, for our listeners, is a box that only that cow that carries the key to identify that unlocks the box and allows the cows in. Well, interesting, they were watching these cows, and those cows getting 14% protein were trying to steal, to sneak in there, and get the feed from the 16 and 18% cows as well. In terms of survivability, the higher protein diets had a higher survivability. There was 47% of those cows left after 3 years, only 35% in the low protein diet. And as you can anticipate, the 16% was the most profitable diet to be on. In fact, the 14% cows produced less milk. They experienced slightly more abortions here and also lost more embryos, which I thought was a bit interesting as well. So our take-home message is do not waste protein. First, it's going to be expensive for you, even though it may have an improvement in feed efficiency or protein efficiency. They also reported that milk urea nitrogen, which you can analyze in milk, really tracked well as a good indicator of a protein efficiency here. And finally, the 16% diet was perfect. Cows performed very, very well on that. But there's large variations between cows and groups. And, of course, researchers like to ask, why is that happening? Well, that completes the program for today. Have a good day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
As to what's going on with the price, supply, and delivery time of ag inputs like fertilizer...
It's been a perfect storm.
Perfect, meaning a lot of things going wrong at one time. Rod Wells, testifying before the House Ag Committee on behalf of the Ag Retailers Association, said first, it takes natural gas, of course, to make things like nitrogen and phosphate.
Natural gas has skyrocketed in price, and it directly impacts the prices of those particular products.
Also part of the perfect storm, for real.
Hurricane Ida shut down a significant amount of production, which took tons out of the marketplace.
And add to that...
high transportation costs, shutdowns. There have been a number of turnarounds related to COVID that were delayed that took tons out of the market.
Some farmers now being quoted fertilizer prices dramatically higher than last year, same for fuel and other inputs. And USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer told us we might see...
expenses rising into 2022 and commodity prices kind of moderating.
Causing among farmers what Rod Wells calls...
widespread concern.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Join us Monday. We'll check the markets on our Milky Monday with Lee Milky. And have a safe weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.